Calendar's fire chief Todd Daly presented his latest risk assessment, and happily reported the municipality is keeping safe. Calendar is a low-risk community, he said, but it requires everybody's vigilance. So far so good on that front, the chief noted. The fire department is very proud that people in Calendar are vigilant, are checking their smoke alarms, and are installing carbon monoxide detectors. Every 5 years, the Calendar Fire and Emergency Services, CFES, must compile a risk assessment, detailing all calls and incidents, as the data helps prepare for and foresee possible future needs. The province mandates the document, and this year, Chief Daly presented a 59-page report. The municipality spans 103 square kilometers, 10,277 hectares. The CFES is responsible to protect 7,826 of those hectares, whereas the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forests covers the crownland within the municipality, which spans 2,451 hectares. However, if the Calendar firefighters are first to respond to a Crown land fire, the ministry will compensate the municipality for services. The same goes if the province pitches in for a municipal fire, the town will have to compensate for those services. In the past 5 years, we have lost one residential structure to fire, the chief said. We've had seven fires related to structures, some as small as an electrical fire with an overloaded circuit, which could potentially have destroyed a house. There are 1,568 residential properties in Calendar, 516 of which are vacant. There are 62 farms, 40 commercial buildings, 18 industrial, 2 government, 2 institutional, and 12 deemed special purpose. The report also details the dates of homes, as when a home was constructed informs the department about what to expect from the building's materials. For example, increased laminates and various composite materials behave differently in a fire compared to traditional materials used in older homes, the chief detailed. A house fire can rage to the point of causing serious structural failures within 3 to 6 minutes, the chief said, and the fire department is usually on the scene within 8 minutes. Although fire incidents are low within Calendar, Chief Daly still warned that the riskiest hazard will always be fire. See, fire destroys historic Calendar complex. Most of the fire calls are for vehicles, Daly added, and tractor trailers. He also cautioned of the dangers of battery fires, and not just electric vehicles, he said, anything with a lithium-ion battery. Putting out those fires are very difficult, he said, you have to smother it. Often a fire like that will take about 5,000 gallons of water. A gas-powered vehicle fire takes about 800 gallons for comparison. See, Toronto Fire Chief warns of lithium-ion batteries risks after e-bike fire on subway. The chief also noted the significant amount of hazardous material that transports through Calendar, and the fire department would like to increase its capacity to respond to hazmat incidents. Ideally, the municipality could increase resources to mitigate hazardous materials, to protect the water sources, which requires first responders to control the spill early. Chief Daly's full report can be found on the municipality's website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.